being touched by caringness.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. Being touched by caringness. We live in a world filled with people who are always offering to be helpful to us. They're always offering to make our life a little richer, a little more beautiful, always offering their advice to show us how we can improve ourselves and do things that are beneficial for us and for our world, and also how to be more complete people in the work that we're doing. Now, this is all very well and good, and it's something that people truly enjoy sharing with us, and people truly enjoy looking at us and seeing how we can do things better in our world. Now, that's pretty nice, isn't it? However, think about it. Is that really so nice? When you begin to think about it, you realize that it's not really that nice. For what is really nice is when each one of us look to ourselves and care about ourselves. Now, when we look at ourselves, we say, I am unconditional love. That's a good one, isn't it? I am unconditional love. What do we mean when we say, I am unconditional love? When we say, I am unconditional love, do we mean that we are totally, wonderfully, perfectly unconditional love under all circumstances? Do we say that we are always doing that which is for our highest and best? Do we say that we are content in being with ourselves, doing our own thing, loving ourselves, being absolutely perfect in every possible way? Do we look at ourselves? Do we love ourselves? Do we believe in ourselves? Do we care about ourselves? And do we think that we're number one? Well, unfortunately, that's the last of our programs. Most people do not think that they are number one. And the reason they don't think that they are number one is because they think that number one is so superior to anything else. Number one is so superior to anybody else that number one is so fantastic that nobody can be a number one. And that's so false. Everyone is number one. Now, the more we pay attention to ourselves, the more we listen to the divine within, the more we follow the program that we are, the more that we live lives of unconditional love, the more we are being number one. Number one has no interest in anything outside of itself. You say, well, that's not very nice. Well, if you can only come to the conclusion that I am working on so diligently in myself, coming to the conclusion that if I am perfect, I will see the world about me perfect, and that way I will be the greatest blessing to everyone in my world, seeing them perfect because I am perfect. If I am not perfect, I will not see the rest of the world perfect, and the rest of the world for me will not be perfect. I will think I have to clean up the rest of the world and take care of them, whereas the truth is I have to look at myself, clean up myself, take care of myself, be perfect myself, and when I am perfect myself, then I will see the rest of the world perfect, my pure reflection, my mirror. Yes. Can I do that? I'd like to. Oh, how I'd like to. But the world about me still touches me. The world about me still says that it has aches and pains and desires and needs that are unfulfilled. It still has dreams that are waiting to be realized. It still has goals that it waits to manifest somehow and bring them forth for the benefit of the world, of course, for the benefit of the world and me too, you know. But you see, because we are so decrepit in our thinking, because we are so insecure in our thinking, because we do not realize that we are number one, we do not realize that every thought we think is a manifestation in our world of what we think. Every single thought. And if we can think beautiful thoughts, think loving thoughts about ourselves, then we'll think loving thoughts about others. Now, can I believe that I'm number one? You say, well, Jesus was certainly number one. Other great philosophers and teachers were certainly number one. But me, oh, little old me, I've got so many things. I don't manifest this. I don't demonstrate that. I don't realize this and I don't realize that. And my goodness sake, you know, yes. The more we think about what we don't realize, the more we realize that we are not number one. And yet, those very things that we are not realizing should tell us in a very loud, clear voice that we are number one. Because the very things that we say we are not realizing are things that we have told ourselves that we are not realizing. We have told ourselves that we are not rich, we are not healthy, we are not happy, we are not surrounded by happy people, we are not a good person, we are not number one. We tell ourselves this. And when we tell ourselves this, then we say, hey, that's not true, you are number one. And then little by little, we begin to believe what we have told ourselves. We begin to believe our own promotion, our own PR. And it's the strangest, most unhappy thing you can imagine in the world. The day when we realize that every word that comes out of my heart, my mouth, my being, is a reality for me. And by that fact, I am very cautious about the words that come out. I am very careful about the words that come out. I am careful about being touched by caringness, by how I care about the world, how I care about life, how I care about things that are going on. I'm so cautious. And because I'm cautious about it, then I don't do anything beneficial. I worry, worry, worry. Whereas when I only think happy thoughts, when I only think uplifting thoughts, I only think, I'll get the only out of there. When I think happy thoughts, when I think uplifting thoughts, when I think beautiful, real ideas that I want to be real, yes, when I think those things, then they happen in my world. And it's a wonderful thing. And as they happen in my world, I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I feel so fulfilled. I feel so great in every possible way. But I only feel great in every possible way because I have allowed myself to live in this awareness, in this consciousness, in this beingness of who I am. Now, being touched by caringness, yeah, that's all too true. Well, let's use that to our benefit. Being touched by caringness for ourselves. I am so happy that I like me. I am so happy I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am so happy I have a beautiful mind. I am so happy. I am so happy. I am so happy. I am so happy. Be touched by that happiness of who you are. Be touched by the happiness of the joy that sparkles out of your heart. Be touched by the magnificence of who you are. Be touched. And as you're touched, oh goodness, what wonderful things take place. Be touched. They had a series of movies on the television a while back, and it's called Touched by an Angel. And it was a very lovely series, and these angels were told to go to Earth and meet with these different people and work with them and sort of encourage them to let their finest and best be revealed. Now, the angels weren't supposed to do anything to help them. They were just supposed to encourage them, just supposed to let them know that they can do wonderful things. And as these angels did this, people's lives were immeasurably changed because they began to look at their life as the possibility. They began to look at their life as the reality. They began to look at their life from a whole new perspective. Well, when we start to look at our life from a whole new perspective, we can be sure that a whole new experience will follow immediately. And it's already there. Join me in this reality of saying, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, to saying I'm number one, saying that the world is my creation and the world is good and very good. And as you say these things, know that this is who you really are. This is the divine in you. This is the allness in you. And this is all that matters. Let this be everything to you today as it is to me. And know that truly I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.